these seven states.
This is going to be so fascinating. By the way, the word is Trump now has $500 million in cash. It looks like he may be able to keep his holdings in New York State. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Big weekend for UNLV basketball. The Lady Rebels make their third straight appearance in the NC2A tournament tomorrow. They're a 10 seed, taking on number 7 Creighton in Los Angeles tomorrow. 4 o'clock tip-off, the Blue Jays are 2.5-point favorites. By beating Princeton in the opening round of the NIT tournament, the Runnin' Rebels earned themselves a postseason home game. They'll play Boston College on Sunday at the Thomas & Mack. Every 2 points are huge for the Golden Knights these days, and they were able to get them last night at the Fortress. BGK got a late goal from Keegan Colasar to beat the Seattle Kraken. And final score 3-1. The LA Lakers take on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight in LA. You can catch all the action on our sister station 106.9 The Bomb.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit slower than usual through the resort corridor. A new accident being reported on I-15 southbound just past Charleston. No problems to report on 215, 95, or Summerlin Parkway this morning. In North Las Vegas, though, overnight fatal accident still has Las Vegas Boulevard shut down between Cheyenne and Lamb. The accident happened at Cheyenne. Las Vegas Boulevard and Walnut. You can use Cheyenne to get around that closure. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have afternoon temperatures almost hit 80 degrees, falling just shy of that. It's currently 57 degrees, but we'll have winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour throughout the day. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right, coming up tonight and tomorrow at the Aliante Hotel and Casino. I'm going to be there tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to it. I had a chance earlier to visit with Dr. Michael Schwartz. He has a new book out called Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID, and he exposes Dr. Fauci as essentially a liar. And I asked him, how were so many people fooled by Dr. Fauci and our government? Listen to this.
That's such a great question. There's so much to unpack. I mean, we were the first company to ever do a COVID test in my home state of New Jersey, and I had clinics in Florida as well. We acquired over 19,000 patients, did 44,000 tests, and I think we knew in about a month, we predicted the mortality rate of COVID. We saw that these things, that these cases were not as bad as everybody was saying. And there's a lot more science to that. You know, most folks who were really sick had a co-infection. Most people weren't being tested for co-infections. So it really only took us about a month to kind of put the data and the trends together. And of course, that evolved over time and to get into the, you know, the vaccines and what we saw with that. But what they were saying on television every day, my staff would look at each other and shake our heads and say, why aren't they telling folks what us practitioners are seeing on the ground? Nobody wanted to talk about it. And even today, 4 years later, we get censored. We get shadow banned. It's kind of incredible. I don't understand why they just don't, you know, they just can't let the narrative out. They won't let us speak about it.
You own three medical clinics in New Jersey and in Florida. Are you still getting COVID cases?
Not a one. Well, I mean, we get COVID cases, but it's not like people come in like they did 4 years ago when people were coming in droves for a test. Yeah, COVID's still out there. We see it every day. I mean, it's, you know, it, as far as, you know, sick patients, my patients, I like to say this, my patients knew what COVID swabs were long before the world did, because if you had come to us 10 years ago sick, we were going to swab you. And that was going off to the lab. But there's 31 different things on what we call a respiratory pathogen panel. You know, you got your flus, you got your colds, you got seven different coronaviruses we test for. So it's really important to properly test. You know, and you'll still see COVID come back positive here and there. Again, the sickest of the sick have a co-infection to go along with it. But you got to understand the data from the 30,000-foot level. And they just never explain it. I mean, even today, you ask people the difference between isolation and quarantine or how long the virus stays in your system, the incubation period. They don't have a clue. They can't answer those questions. Those are the fundamental things that they should have got out to the public right from the start so that we could have calmed everybody down and quelled this thing.
The book is Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID. What did you find out as far as motive, if you did find out anything? Why is it that Dr. Fauci lied? Why is it the government lied to us?
So he gets the brunt of the cover for everybody, for Dr. Birx, for everybody who was on television kind of, you know, propagating this thing. I don't get into political narratives in the book, but if you ask me personally, yeah. I mean, you could see that they exploited the data right from the start. You know, when you got somebody like, and you could see it. I mean, Trump comes out and says, I don't want to wear a mask. And the Democrats, all of a sudden, everybody's wearing a mask. I mean, you can kind of see it play out right in front of your eyes as this thing was happening. But I don't get into political motives in the book. But if you ask me personally, yeah, they use this data to subvert an election. It doesn't baffle your mind, obviously, if you're awake. You know, there's a big stark difference between being woke and being awake. Us Republicans are definitely awake to this stuff. And you can see it happen in real time. The problem is they had enough people go along with this thing right from the start that forced all of us to go along with this thing. And when you look at the suicide increases, kids out of school, what the damage that this thing did to us leading into the future for years to come is irreparable. And somebody should be held accountable. But the question is, who is that? Is it Fauci? Is it Birx? Is it, you know, is it the entire Democratic Party? Is it rhinos for going along with this thing? I mean, the damage that we did to our country and the world, nonetheless, is incredible.
As you probably surmise, I talk to a lot of authors on books about a lot of different topics. And the one thing I always say is, I hope the book will enlighten people, will answer questions that they have. Is there one or two questions that you answer in your book, Fauci's Fiction?
There's hundreds. If you understood COVID, as we understand COVID, when you look at the data in totality, it paints it in a different light. But it also changes the way we do medicine moving forward if you pay attention to the data we acquired during the mass testing in COVID. A lot of folks on our side of the aisle, Kevin, say, oh, they're proud of never getting a test and things like that. But the mass testing that we did was able to prove, you know, a hypothesis. And it definitely supports our side of the aisle. So if you want to, you know, get some questions answered, put COVID and put respiratory pathogens in perspective medically. Then you can kind of look and see what, you know, they're going to do in the future. We've got an election year coming up. Everybody's talking about, hey, what's coming next? Information is power. So being prepared is the best thing anybody could do. But let me tell you, the majority of folks that I talk to about COVID on a daily basis have no idea of just the basics. And when you put all that stuff in perspective, it really, really opens your eyes.
There you have it, Dr. Michael Schwartz. On with this just after 6 o'clock this morning, and a fascinating guy. The book is Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID. And it will answer a lot of your questions about what we all went through. That's going to just about do it for this day and this week. Hope you enjoy March Madness. Until we join you on Monday at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Have a great weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Stories bring questions. On News 3 Live at 5 and 6, you'll get answers to questions that you're asking.
I ask for further comment today.
Using all our resources with a news gathering process that's open and transparent.
So important to our community now.
That's how News 3 serves our community. Because no comment.
What do you want to say to the families that you hurt?
We're not talking right now.
Doesn't get to be the end of the story. News 3 live at 5 and 6 on all your devices.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Seizing property, manhunt over, storming the fence, and Pearl Harbor veteran. That's all coming up. And Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a bit of a surreal update to the lawfare against Donald Trump. New York Attorney General is taking steps to prepare to seize Trump's assets, specifically Seven Springs. It's a private estate in Bedford, New York, north of Manhattan. Give this place a Google. It's stunning. It's a huge mansion, 50,000 square feet, built in 1919. It took 5 years to build with 500 Italian masons, 213 acres. It's absolutely stunning. Trump bought it in 1995 for $7.5 million. A professional appraiser valued it at $56 million in 2015. The state said it was worth $20 million. That's part of the, Trump defrauded the state of New York by overvaluing his properties. Early Wednesday morning, Skylar Mead, an inmate at a maximum security prison in Idaho, was taken to the local hospital due to self-injurious behavior. As he was being escorted into the hospital, someone else opened fire on the three police officers who were following him. The inmate and this other shooter got away. Mead is an actual white supremacist. Like, he's in a group called the Aryan Knights. He was sentenced to only 20 years in prison for shooting a sheriff's sergeant during a high-speed chase in 2017. Idaho police finally captured him and his accomplice. There's video going around of 100 illegal aliens breaking through razor wire and pushing through a handful of Texas National Guardsmen. And then they ran to a much larger fence that they could not knock down or climb over. That was also guarded by the National Guard. Very dramatic video. This was part of a larger group of 600 aliens trying to enter the United States in El Paso. This Texas law, SB4, is now back, not in effect. Mexico says that this law seeks to stop the flow of migrants by criminalizing them. Yeah. And encouraging the separation of families, discriminating and racial profiling that violate the human rights of the migrant community. The day is coming closer when there will be no more World War II veterans with us anymore. Dick Higgins, one of the few remaining Pearl Harbor survivors, has passed away at the age of 102. He was at the last reunion in Pearl Harbor. He said, "I'm so honored to be here. I just represent all those who couldn't be here." There are only 22 Pearl Harbor survivors still with us today. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly, he has your message of the day. Next.
Running a small business means facing increasing costs to keep the lights on each month. This has been the reality for some time, but it's clear that things are getting tougher. Banks are becoming more cautious and strict about lending money to small businesses, making it seem almost impossible for owners to get the funds they need to operate. Despite these challenges, many small business owners have found innovative ways to keep their businesses moving forward. Capitus, a trusted financing company that is not a bank, has provided more than $5 billion in working capital to small businesses nationwide. They can help businesses like yours navigate through uncertain economic times and thrive. To learn how non-bank financing can benefit your business, visit capitus.com/bill for a free consultation. That's KAPITUS.com/bill.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, amidst the fear and loathing that comprises politics these days, comes a little amusement. The presidential campaign of Robert Kennedy Jr. is a hoot, as the cliche goes. Last week, someone in Kennedy's orbit put forth that he was considering New York Jet quarterback Aaron Rodgers as a potential vice presidential selection. Of course, this is nonsense and was done for publicity purposes. However, some in the lazy and corrupt media actually gave credibility to the situation. Who's next? Bad Bunny? Mr. Rodgers, the player, not the sweater guy, apparently likes conspiracy stuff, which puts him in RFK's wheelhouse. And it's my belief that the former Green Bay Packers signed with the Jets for conspiracy reasons. That team is cursed, not having reached a Super Bowl in 55 years. And last season, Aaron Rodgers lasted less than a minute on the field before going down with a season-ending injury. Cursed, cursed, cursed. Actually, Aaron Rodgers would be better than Kamala Harris. He might even get to the root causes of illegal immigration. Also, he doesn't giggle, which would be an upgrade. So Robert Kennedy Jr. got the publicity he was seeking, but in reality, he has no chance to win the White House, unless he can persuade Michelle Obama to be his running mate. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got George, the concierge member. We encourage you to upgrade if you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium member, which is a good thing. Upgrade a concierge. Get a free book. I have mixed feelings about helping Ukraine, primarily because I don't believe we are getting anything that passes for valid information about what's going on over there. Well, the U.S. Intel Services do. All right, so the CIA and the NSA, they know what's going on over there. And you got to have a little bit of trust in the federal government to say this is the situation. So I don't have a beef with that. I know it's a growing controversial issue among the right, conservative Americans. Jeff Kaufman, Driftwood, Texas, I disagree with funding Ukraine. It is the most corrupt country in Europe, and our funding has gone unchecked. Until our government begins talks of peace and a settlement between the two countries, Ukraine shouldn't get a dime. So, Jeff, how would you go about getting peace and talks when Putin refuses to do that? Can't. And if you let Ukraine go down, as we've said 10 million times, you can kiss Taiwan goodbye, Moldova goodbye, just on and on and on and on. And what that will do is it will come to your house in Driftwood, Texas, and it will hurt you economically big time. Cause and effect, unintended consequences. Lisa, concierge member, thank you, Lisa. Senator Schumer is not against Israel, but against conservative government there. It was elected government, Lisa. Israeli people elected the government. We have no right to call for its overthrow. No right at all. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 259 years ago today, lawmakers in London made the biggest political blunder in history, a tax that would fracture Britain's relationship with the colonies and fuel the American Revolution. Here is the story of the Stamp Act. Throughout the 18th century, England and France waged war for control of North America. By 1765, Britain had vanquished France, but the empire had incurred tremendous debt in doing so. So the crown wanted the American colonists to shoulder some of the cost. On March 22nd, Parliament passed the Stamp Act. Instead of levying duties on traded goods, the Stamp Act imposed a direct tax on the American people. For the first time, all paper documents, including playing cards, newspapers, and personal letters, were required to bear a royal insignia. The cost was 1 penny per sheet. That's 43 cents in today's currency. The act outraged the colonists, who were mostly poor. Many insisted that only a representative assembly could impose direct taxes. That's the no taxation without representation chant. The most famous act of defiance took place in Boston, where a group called the Sons of Liberty paraded through the streets with an effigy of Andrew Oliver, Boston's stamp collector. His figure was hanged from a tree, then beheaded. Sons of Liberty later ransacked Oliver's home, forcing him to flee Boston. By 1766, most of the stamp collectors had quit, nearly all under duress. 1 year after its passage, the British Parliament repealed the Stamp Act. And here's something else you might not know. The act directly laid the foundation for the War of Independence. To quell the angry colonists, redcoats, soldiers, were dispatched to occupy Boston. Just 7 years later, the first shots of the American Revolution were fired at Lexington and Concord. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall, but there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.